speaker now. And hopefully you can hear me on speaker this time. I don't think last time you could hear me. Like I said, times is hard. And things is getting really rough. First off, I'd like to say I'm very sorry for the loss, the family loss. My aunt, we lost two people in the family in one time period. Colonel Malik and Mahasin was my uncle and cousin, and we lost both of them. And I'd like to say, give a shout out to Malik and Mushera, and sorry for your loss and everything. And of course, Aunt Diane. Great people, and the world need great people in it, but God knows what he's doing. And but they're in a better place, and they're looking down on us and protecting us. So, all that said and done, I love y'all guys, Aunt Diane, Malik, and my Michelle, and hang in there. For all I know, let's get to the news, and the news don't look really good either. We probably be getting a second stimulus check. That's right, second round. And these Republicans and Democrats, they fighting back and forth. Now, all of the money that they get, these people out here dying over the COVID-19 and everything, and they go take a recess. You know, they go on vacation and everything until September 8th and all. And instead of passing a bill before they go on recess, they go on recess. Talking about they can't agree on this. Now, I'll be watching YouTube videos, and they be doing updates on the stimulus checks and all. It's this Asian guy and the black guy I'll be watching, and they be giving updates on the stimulus check. And they be talking about Donald Trump like he's Superman or he signed this and all. Donald Trump didn't really get nothing. I mean, this made things worse. And anyway, Nancy, whatever her name is, the Speaker of the House, it looked like that she holding everything up from us getting our second check. Because it looked like we could have gotten our second check, and I think we could have gotten it in July. But they said the Speaker of the House and Nancy and the Democrats and all holding everything up. And I think it's both parties, you know. And they should know. Put your difference aside. Look on the news. Look at the numbers on the news. On CNN, Fox News, wherever you get the news from. I'm talking to you, Republicans and Democrats. You ain't getting out of Democrats. Because I know some of y'all presidents, too, don't like black people. It's because y'all Democrats and y'all do, so that don't mean nothing, you know. You should have helped Obama more when he was in office, but y'all didn't come to his aid. Some of y'all didn't. Half of y'all probably stood with the Republicans when in his time. But, you know, say that one for another time, you know. It is what it is, you know. Like Donald Trump say, it is what it is, you know. And I believe no party, not even party, is good enough. It's not good no more. Democrat Party sucks, and Republican Party sucks. Because if you did it, you would be caring about these people, keeping them from getting put out on the streets and all, you know. And you need to pass a bill, you know, so these people can pay their mortgage and pay their rent and all. Come on, man. Come on, guys. Wake up. Stop being children. You know? And I hope that the Republicans see this, and I hope Democrats see this. You know? Because y'all suck. You know? this no good. Need all the artists need to shut down, and then fresh faces need to just come in. You know? And hey, this is just a whole lot going on, and I don't think either party cares about the other, and either party cares about America. And I know Donald Trump don't care, and his people in the White House, his administration and all, they don't care. I just knew that, especially Old Yellow, who's sitting in the White House. I'm going to call him Old Yellow. That's what he look like, Old Yellow. When he get on TV, he look like he all yellow and pale. But come on, guys. Look at this. Everywhere. It's now August. No, August. This thing's been going on since March and February. And Donald Trump knew about it between January and February. Y'all should have been prepared for this. Something like this a long time ago. Suppose this was a terrorist attack. We'll be in the world trouble. Terrorists came in here and did something like this. Y'all running around with your heads chopped off and everything. You know? Y'all not prepared for another terrorist attack because y'all can't handle COVID-19. What y'all going to do if it be another 9/11 or something like that? American people is in big trouble. I just hope not. God help us. There won't be another. Lord have mercy. And it really bothers me, you know. It's scary to live in this world today. And seeing that the kids that is behind me, age 30 and 20s, and especially 18 and teens, and younger than that, watching grown-ups can fix world problems so they can have a good home to live on. I just hope that something will happen this weekend. Now, they're supposed to come back for emergency thing about the post office, because they keep saying something about mail-in ballots, and they're supposed to have section this weekend, and all the senators and bullcrap people supposed to come back together and vote on that. So hopefully that stimulus check and the rent thing and the employment thing bill and all that is going to be voted on too. That's hope, people. That's hope. They're going to vote on that too. And Nancy, Speaker of the House, Mrs. Speaker of the House, I'm telling you, you need to just put your analysis aside. Just imagine that you in here, imagine that you're not Speaker of the House, and put yourself in everybody else's shoes. Okay? Just put yourself in everybody's shoes for once. And then just imagine that your family member is gone because of COVID-19 and all this and other diseases that still around, and we can't go to funerals because we're losing our loved ones because of COVID-19. We can't have a memorial because of them, because of y'all guys, because y'all messed up, and can't have funerals, gatherings, and all that stuff. And if this COVID-19 never happened, I could have been at a memorial for my uncle and my cousin, you know? But if the knuckleheads on Capitol Hill who messed everything up, you know, and we couldn't say goodbye. We couldn't say goodbye to our loved ones. And not only me, not only in my family, but all across the country. You know, all across the country. We just can't, you know. Because we got put masks on for 8 hours, walking around the building for 8 hours with a mask on. We got to ride home on a stupid mobility bus who don't pick you up half of the time. So MTA mobility is sorry, it's bullcrap, just like the Republicans and all. That service is just sorry. But you got to put masks on. Time to get up and go to work, and time to get off and all. That's why I don't go out that much. You know, I don't want to be picking on no masks all the time, you know? But I have to just put my feelings aside so I can save somebody else and protect other people. And even though I don't want to put it on, but I have to so somebody else can be safe. And they're doing it for me too, so they can be safe for me. And I can be safe from them. So, and then you got this knucklehead Trump yellow up in the White House, don't wear a mask and everything. And he's still talking about Obama. Obama's been out of office for about 4 years now. And he's talking about, we did this. And he's taking credit for all the things Obama did. And all the, Obama took credit for the mistakes he made. But Trump won't take mistakes for what he made, you know? So, it's a world difference, you know? It's really a different world, you know? And I just hope, even though Joe Biden is not all that good as a president, you know, his policies ain't that much, and his background ain't that much either, you know? But he looks like he's a man that can clean all this mess up, take a bulldozer, and just turn all Trump bullcrap and just dump it in the ocean and all, and then spread it out and rebuild. And whoever be the next president behind him, or he run it, and he get another turn, he can continue building for the 8 years. And hopefully we keep him in we will get a good leader. And no matter if the Republicans or Democrat, we'll get a good leader. It's really strange how people just don't care. They don't care. You know? Why can y'all just come together? Just come together. Pass the bill. You can just put people back to work. People can, that little $1,200 ain't much, but it will slash some of the problems. It will cut some of the problems, okay? I know $1,200 ain't that much, but it will cut the problems, you know? It will. But I can't even talk about it that much because it's so pitiful. And it's just so not understanding of any of it. It's understanding. And so that's the news right there. And I'm sure y'all have been following the news and everything. And yes, we still want to get a second check. Those who did get a check, those who still didn't get that first check, you're supposed to be getting it on the government's one check, the second check. So if you didn't get the first one, you should get it in this one. And you also should get $2,400. That's for those who didn't get a first check. Not only that, but it's just pray that they pass the bill for people so they can stay in their homes and pay their mortgage and pay their rent, okay? I hope they pass that bill. All this is supposed to be in the Heroes Act or something like that. And hopefully all this package will be in that bill. And at least Donald Trump said he will. He was signing the bill with the $1,200 and all in it. And But if they can come back for the post office, get the post office $1 billion and vote, then they can vote for this money and all this other stuff too. You know, they can vote for this. You know, it's not that hard, guys. Okay, it's not that hard. You know. It's probably a little complicated to you, but it's your job. You know, it's your job. It's your job to do what you prove to help the American people. So, Nancy, Melissa, whatever your last name is, Speaker of the House, pass the bill. Okay? GPO, the guy, old guy with the full eyeglasses, the leader of the Republican, pass the bill. Okay? At least the knucklehead president is willing to sign it if you just pass it. Okay? And I said some good news Monday when I look on YouTube. I'm on the air that they passed this bill. And the checks is in the mail and all, and everything else is in the mail and stuff like that. People rent and save, people mortgage and save, and so on. Plus the unemployment, $600 save. And no, that would be great news. I will be watching. And another thing, this is for the Star Trek fans. Star Trek fans, we got a great show called Lower Deck. It's on CBS All Access. And yes, everyone, family, friends, and all, you have to pay for this streaming service. Ain't that much. And CBS do have a streaming service. And they got all the Star Trek and all the CBS shows and stuff on it. But it's a Star Trek show called Lower Decks. It's a cartoon. It's not really made for little children because it got some really things in it. They do cuss and all that stuff. But it's not. That's why they got it on CBS All Access. But it's a really good cartoon. And you still got these haters, real trolls, hater fans, who still don't want what they want. And I'm going to keep on saying this. You're not going to get what you want. The days of Star Trek, old days of Star Trek, is gone. Picard, Lower Deck, and Discovery is the shows now. And it's the new Star Trek, okay? Yeah, you're going to get Strange New Worlds. They're going to go back to the old Star Trek. No. But just remember, you go back to the old Star Trek, just remember, Kirk, Spock, Chekhov, Sulu, Uhura, Scotty, all of them went to a different rank when they made the original Star Trek movies. When they came back in 1979 and made Star Trek Motion Picture, and then made the original cast, came back to make the original movies too. Because Star Wars, we knew Star Trek, and the biggest movie ever, we knew the biggest TV show, sci-fi TV show ever. And when they came back, Captain Kirk was an animal. He was high rank. I'm trying to say animal. I can't even say it. But he's past captain. Whatever they called it in the Navy, past captain. Never mind. Just forget it. It's not coming out. It's not working. Okay. So he's more high in the captain now when he came back. In the next few movies, the Motion Picture and the Wrath of Khan. And Spock became captain. And all the other characters went to different ranks in that year and all. So, I know fans want to know when the show, the last I mean, they took it off for four years. And it's great they're coming back to do the old Star Trek. That's great. That's good. Okay? Bring it back, you know? And they also talking about making Captain Kirk bisexual. Don't ask me. But they think about making him bisexual. The man kissed everything he could see on the show, from green to yellow. I mean, he laid down on everything on the TV show. This was a 1960s TV show. Captain Kirk, it was yellow, pink, blue, orange. Captain Kirk was going to lay down with it. Don't believe me, watch the original Star Trek. And watch every time he looked at a woman, he just smiled ear to ear. Not me. You want to have to get on that ship and get every damn test that you got. I mean, take you through the whole process. You an alien too, from another world? Nah, I don't think so. And work with me. Maybe Captain Kirk, but not me. you know? Oh, man, dude.
Do the humming.
You know? What's the harm in doing the harm, you know? Geez whiz. But anyway, it's a good show. Just like Discovery, everybody got mad because Spock now have an adopted sister, and she's black. And a lot of Donald Trump Star Trek fans don't like that. But they forgetting the original Star Trek didn't have all white people. It had a Russian, it had a Japan, it had a black woman, it had a doctor, country doctor, and had an alien who played Mr. Spock. We also had a person from Canada, Jim Dune. His name was Jim Dune. He's no one long with us. He played Scotty, who fixed the ship, engineer, and great other actors that came along, on the show, you know? And I think a lot of fans is forgetting that, what Star Trek is about, you know? I really think they forgot all about it. And I wouldn't expect to see the whole cast of The Next Generation in Picard. I wouldn't expect that. That's why they call it Picard. But it's great that they bring back the cast and they're not at that same rank, you know. Just like the fans want them to be at the come back to do the show and be at the same rank, at the same position when they left the show. And Picard, Star Trek Picard, none of them is that. They have a different rank, they have a different time in their life, you know. And I would love to see Geordi come back as to be an engineer teacher, or Mr. Worf come back to be ambassador from Klingon. Klingon ambassador. And Captain William Riker, he turned down the role a couple times on the show. And now he's captain, you know. So it's different. Just like the guy Steve said, it's different. I'm trying to quote him from what he said in his last video. I'm trying to spin the edges off to y'all guys now, you know. Take it as you leave it, you know. Either watch the show or don't watch the show, you know. But Discovery coming back for another fourth season. Soon as COVID-19 go away, and they start filming. Strange New Worlds will be coming. Star Trek Strange New Worlds will be coming. First captain. He wasn't the first captain, but he was the well-known captain. When the TV show started, he was the captain of the Enterprise. So that Captain Christopher Piper, will be coming back with his crew, and we'll get to see the stories of his adventure along with his crew
of the Enterprise before Captain Kirk take over. And some say we might see a young Captain Kirk, a young Lieutenant Captain Kirk on Strange New Worlds, Star Trek Strange New Worlds. We might see a young Kirk. That'd be great, you know, but I just hope that they don't make this man bisexual. This don't make him bisexual. I'd like to say hi to the new people that I met on the internet. The two ladies, if they watching the show, I'd like to say hi. And all the people that I met in the chat line, ladies, how you doing? I'm hoping that you're watching the show and everything and all. And just more stuff coming up. And I'm just hoping that the family will come together in 2021 and have another family reunion, you know. Both sides of my family will have another family reunion, because you never know when we're going to see each other again and bad news will happen. And this is the message from all family members, both sides of the family. We're losing people, and a family reunion will be great. It will be great. No, don't have to give it every year. I mean, we can give it every 3 years, maybe every 4 years, you know. Like the song said, family reunion. You never know when the next time we can get together. Years and years. The last family reunion we had, Uncle Tuck and Uncle Harry put together. And we had everyone. Richard, Uncle Tuck, Mahasin, Uncle Maylee, Bobby, my brother Bobby was alive, and we had everyone together. I got video of that family reunion, and we had a good time. I did. I don't know about the rest of the family. I did. And we need to do something like that at least three to four times a year. You know, I mean, stop this bickering and stop this laziness and all that. Come on, guys. But once again, we lost a major big family, two big family members, and I think it felt the effect out of the whole family. I mean, it's like a ripple effect out of the whole family. But Uncle Maylee, Colonel Maylee, and Mahasin, wherever you at, we miss you. And we love you and all. And you're up there with Mommy and my brother, and of course Uncle Tuck, and the rest of the family. And don't worry, they'll take care of me. And all of our dying family, just keep your feet, just keep your head up, and things will be, they will be all right. We got through this time many times, and the good Lord will find a way to make things better. I know. Because when I lost my daughter, and then that final year lost my uncle and my brother, that was a big ripple effect too, and it really hit home. I know I don't visit that much or call that much, because this is what I do, you know. I'm on the computer and all, and trying to get the show on game and all. Also, writing my stories and stuff, or even playing my video games, just, you know. But, you know, I think I'm going to get, at least I'm trying to get on Diana call every now and then, and on Nancy. No promises. I gotta be honest to y'all, no promises. But I think it's time for another family reunion. And soon this COVID-19 thing is out of the way. you know, don't no rush to get it right now, because we won't be on that. We don't want to be on CNN having a family reunion and music blasting and the whole world watching us. Because they will do that. But I'm just saying that we should, after this pandemic is over with, I got that word right. Why can't I say animal? Animal. 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 Not animal. Animal. I'm trying to say animal. Not animal. Like I said, I'm trying to say the word animal. You know, the rank officer after the captain. The ranking officer after the captain in the Navy. I'm not trying to pronounce that word, but it seems like I keep saying animal instead of the word. But, yeah, it's me. It's Corey. Guys, I'm gonna say that I know the show is real slow and all, but that's life, you know, that's life. There's a lot of shows out there, a lot of podcast shows and all. And I'm just hoping that, I'm still praying and everything that the show will kick off really well. I still got hope for this show. And I'm not giving up. I'm going through 7 seasons of this show. And I still believe that I'm going to get like over 10,000 to 20,000 hits and likes and all. And soon I do my traveling show and do my video game show, what I'm playing now, Star Trek Online. See, that's why I miss a couple shows, because I can't put that game down. Now you see how happy I am when I'm in front of the camera. I'm more happy. You know, I'm doing what I like to do. I'm not cleaning toilet bowls and stuff. I'm actually doing what I like to do. You know. This message to the people is supposed to be helping me. You know, I'm doing what I like to do. Once again, I'm doing what I like to do. Not scrubbing and cleaning and sweeping. I wasn't put on earth to do that. Great talent is really terrible to waste. It's a world, it's a sin, you know, because God gave it to you. He put that talent in you. And people that are supposed to be helping you, supposed to be standing by you, what more can I say? Like Michael Jackson's song say, what more can I do? What more can I give? You know? Not saying I don't love my job, because I do make money, it gives me something to do, especially when this pandemic, stop watching the news and all, and it's a great job, nobody bother you, got a great supervisor, who took me out, helped me practice my turns and everything, let me drop home from work. Yeah, his name is Donald, he's my supervisor, he let me borrow his car, he was in the car with me, and I dropped home from work all the way to my house. That's from Gordon Avenue to Howard Park. He let me drive his car from there to there 3 times. And we worked on my turns. So, some other people that supposed to have been working with me should have done, you know. Set a down on me that I can't drive and everything, but in this world, it doubts, you know, and once I get my car and renew my learning permit, yeah, it is fired again. But I promise you, family and friends, I'm going to get that driver license. And I'm not going to stop it until I get it. Okay? It's unlimited. It's not an answer. Giving up is not an answer. Okay? I don't care how long it takes. This is a feminine battle to get that license. And I'm getting that license. And I've been talking about it, been dreaming about it. I'm getting that license. So I'm going to buy me a car, you know. Just like my brother, Brian did. We got online, got on Craigslist. We bought the Thunderbird. Great shape, great car. Was in great personal shape. All it needs is a tune-up and brakes. It was a great car, and I was going to turn it in for a new car soon my credit got up. You know, my credit score is great now, and I was going to turn the car in for another car. You know, even though it was 20 years old and all, you know, as long as my credit score is great, I can put a small amount of money on a car, a used car, you know, and then buy another, then trade that car in for a brand new car. Went from used car, from brand new car. You know, that's the step I was going to take. I wasn't going to keep the Thunderbird forever. It was just a car to take the driving test with, and it was just a car to have to grab to my credit got better, you know. Now my credit is better, you know. I just don't understand it, you know. Maybe it's just me, you know, and maybe the way I look, and people judge you the way you look, you know. I mean, it's not only black people get prejudice. It's people with disability. People prejudice against them too. They look at you all strange and think you can't do anything. And it comes from all over. You know, oh, he's from Special Olympics, so he's limited on doing things. I got it at work, you know. I ain't saying who and all, but you can feel these things. You can see these things in people's faces and all. But I'm not worried about it. I still love my co-workers and all, and I can live with it because I ain't come to work to make friends or be liked. I came to work to sign up to do the job that I signed up for. You know, that's what I came to do. And that's what I'm going to continue doing. No matter who like me, who think of me, or what you think of me, your opinion don't matter to me. Because my head is up, my chest is out, and I'm going to keep on marching. I'm getting my license. I'm getting my dream. My book going to get published. And never give up. We're going to get remarried. Even maybe have two more kids. Nope. Who knows? It's up to God, not man. And get it right this time. And I'm going to tell everybody right now, if that do happen, don't even think about trying to make me give it up for adoption. Uh-uh. Don't even come to me with that. That's definitely off the table. That was the last and only time. You know, I should have never did that. From that time. But don't even think about it. You know. But I ain't going to tell everybody my business. If I do find a good girl, and I'm just going to go run off to Las Vegas and marry her, and publish my book, buy her a house, and I'll come to see her on the weekend, and nobody will know nothing about it. You know. Until I'm up in heaven, and then she'll come to y'all and say, yeah, this is Corey Kids right here. I want to see the expression on some people's face. Oh, boy. That will be the day. And I would be jumping in heaven like, yeah, I got him. Yes. I won. Never know what the court is going to do. Never know. Could have a young lady right now. I ain't going to tell nobody. I ain't going to announce it. Know why? Info. Know what OPP means? Other people property. Other people business. Listen to the song. If you're down with OPP. But everybody, hopefully I'm on speaker. That speaker, SPREAKER, speaker. Okay, SPREAKER, speaker.com. You can go there. You can go to iHeartRadio. You can go anywhere they have podcasts or set. YouTube. They don't have YouTube's not carrying me yet. I don't know why. But I put in another request for it. Next week, I'm going to still talk about some of the other things and other channels that are going to be coming, like my story channel. I'm going to have a story channel and podcast, and I'm going to do episodes of stories. And just to show you what great writer I am, I'm going to be reading it, and I hope you come to the podcast to see the story time. And it's going to be all kinds of stories, from sci-fi to drama to suspense to mysteries to anything. Getting that together now and working on writing the first episodes of the game. And also the video game, Fallout 4, Grand Theft Auto, Star Trek Online, the video YouTube channel, and of course the channel, the travel channel. And Corey goes to 50 states, and 5 states out of a year. I'll be channeling going to 5 states every year till I reach all 50 states. Including Hawaii. That's right, because it's cheaper to fly now. It's real cheap to fly. I mean, you can buy an airline ticket round trip for less than $200. No. It's the motels you gotta spend money for, not the airline. And if you don't drive, you gotta spend money for cab, you know? That's why I'm trying to get my license too. You cut down, you know? I think it makes sense. Alright, okay. Calm down. Let's try to get this thing going speaker. Put a light up. And let's try to get at least 10,000 before the year's out. And hopefully I can get those prizes in, because the pandemic, it closed a lot of things and put my finances, I had to keep up with that, you know. But gift cards and getting a new PlayStation 5 and a new Xbox system, don't worry, we gotta make 10,000, you know. I can give it away, the first 10,000 person. And plus the phone lines that will be going up. That's what? In February. But the second week, the second Sunday in February, you can call in and leave your comments on the show. So, and I will be playing some of those comments back. Also, it's going to be a Facebook page for Corey Without Podcast Show. Okay? I'm designing one. I'm going to be designing one. Okay? And you can go in there and every day. And you just go on my regular Facebook page as well. So everybody likes Facebook too. So I will design a Facebook page for the show. And I will put up the videos from YouTube on that show. And when it's for the show, on that page. And everybody can go there. And also it'll probably be Facebook Live on that page. Just tell your friends, family, and everything. I'm trying to get numbers. I see that one person, but I need 10,000 people. I need a like and everything, you know. YouTube policies is very, real strict, okay? They got terrible policies and all. And I don't know if for the good or the bad, you know. But sometimes when you push that like button and you strive, make sure you hit the bell and everything. And you go on speaker, just put like, okay? The show will get better. I'm going to have Donald, my son Donald on here. I'm going to have my daughter Ashley on here. And I'm going to be doing interviews with family and friends and whoever want to come on the show and talk. You know? Like I said, at the beginning, when I first did this, this show is not only mine, it's everybody's. Come on the show, talk about Donald Trump, Donald Yellowstone, talk Trump, and all. It's a podcast show, people. And it's not an entertainment show. I'm just going to be here talking about what I've been doing in my life and what I think about life out there, where I'm at, and what I think about those people on Capitol Hill, and talk about my favorite TV show and movies and all, and get on some of the disunderstanding fans of that, or the Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans, and let my family know that I'm alive and well. You know, that's why I want my family to come on here, so they know, even though I don't call and anything, but at least you know that I'm here. You know, doing well. That's really it, you know. That's why I do this show. And I love doing this show. It just gets a lot out of me, you know. And just like to get a shout out to all my co-workers at the Judgment Community, where I work at. You know, great co-workers. I think y'all great co-workers. I don't know what you think about me, but I think y'all great co-workers. You know, to friends and family I see for a while. Hopefully, we all get together one year and have a big family reunion. You know, and we'll get to see everybody and where they at. You know, and maybe I can do my show on a family reunion and everything. But I ain't gonna dive in the water and hold my breath. But I'm just hoping that we can do that for Aunt Nancy, Aunt Diane, and Uncle Herb, you know, and Aunt Alice and my mother and all. You know, I mean, just give a big thanks every 3 to 4 years to them. It's not for us. Do it for them. You know, they the ones saw this time period before. They grew up on this time period. You know, something like this. They grew up with when they separated, when schools were separated and all. Couldn't go to school with white people and all. And then all of a sudden, yeah, my mom and dad, uncles, aunts, they all grew up in that time. And now they're seeing it again. But this dang, you know. So it's a time for people. And we just gotta pray for the president, the Speaker of the House, and all the people who's up in Capitol Hill. Pray for them that they will do the right thing. And just don't hate. Don't hate. Just pray, okay? A time of need, like the song say, it's a time for everything. And it's a time, this is the time to pray, okay? You ever heard that song, it's the time? It's a time for dying, it's a time for loving, it's a time for... Well, this is a time, at this pandemic, it's a time for praying and everything. So, just pray that they do the right thing this weekend when they come back and vote for that post office thing. They will vote for the other stuff, the other package to go in the bill and all. Alright? And everybody, Clooney, May Lee, Michelle, and Aunt Diane, y'all stay safe. And your thoughts, be thinking about y'all guys. Aunt Nancy, you know, y'all watching this, love y'all. And as soon as this pandemic is over, we'll be out this evening. But all I do is go to work, come home. I don't mess with this COVID-19. Not me. I wash my hands until they turn white. That's right. They said 20 minutes, 20 seconds. I'll be in there for 40 seconds. And just be careful. Alright? This thing is nothing to play with. And for that, wherever you at, Michael, wherever you at, Jessica, wherever you at, Maya, love you. Hope you see this. Donald and Ashley, if you see this, thinking about you, I got your messages. I will be calling you. You know. And by the way, AMC is opening movie theaters. That's right. Movie theaters will be opening across the country, including here in Maryland. We'll be going back to the movies. And movies will be cheap because they're showing old movies right now. Just check, go to AMC, whatever, and look at details and everything. Gotta go, everyone. See you in the next episode. And Mom, Dad, Bryant, Lisa, nieces and nephews, love you. Still going. My Nancy and Diane, cousins, uncles, cousins, never seen, cousins I haven't met yet. Cousins are coming in the future. And everyone else, I'll see you on the next show. And I hope you live long. May the force of God be with you. And always. Don, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Maya, and I love you. See ya. Next week, maybe. Don't forget. Play the game. I'm gone. Next time, quit with my podcast show, Planet Earth Talk, live YouTube, speaker. Thank you for listening. See ya.